Already on the phone right now is author and actor John Lindstrom. His second novel, Hollywood Payback, comes out on April 14th. He's on the phone right now. Hey, John, how are you?
I'm just great. How are you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing good, thanks. It's good to talk to you again. We talked to you for your first novel, Hollywood Hustle, and it was so well received that you're back for seconds.
Yeah, well, I guess I just get bored easy. Now, I think it's been 2 years now since we talked, because Hollywood Hustle came out in February of 2024, and here we are now on the eve of my second book dropping. So, yeah, it's been quite a ride.
It seems like it was just yesterday we talked, too.
It does, yeah.
So, before we get into the book, Hollywood Payback, I want to ask a few soap-related questions.
All right.
Are you in Atlanta right now? Because you're doing Beyond the Gates now.
I am in Atlanta. I've been here probably 90% of the time for the last year because the demands of the show have been so high. And, you know, I was trying to commute from L.A. to Atlanta, I don't know, for the first 3 or 4 months that I was doing the show. But I'm not 25 anymore. And it's also, it's like flying L.A. New York. It's a long flight, so it's a hard commute. So it made more sense for me to just come on down here. And I'm happily ensconced in a furnished rental. I brought my dog Noodle and my cat Schmidt down, so I have a little more sense of home with me, and it's working out really well.
Yeah, those long-distance commutes. That's why I know that's why Jonathan Jackson came back and then left. He just couldn't handle flying back and forth. And I know Steve Burton's taking some time off from GH, kind of for the same reason. He just got remarried and wants to spend some time with his wife.
You know, it's also just the way the business has changed.
Yeah.
A lot of us have been kind of, you know, often not by choice, but we've kind of had to move to different points around the world. Like you mentioned Jonathan, I think he lives in Ireland. Now that's a commute.
Yeah.
That's a long flight. So, yeah, it's just the way it's been. I mean, you know, would I have chosen to produce Beyond the Gates in L.A. or New York? Yeah, I would have, because I know those cities. But, you know, the upside is that I'm on a hit show, and I'm in a new town, and I'm making a lot of new friends. And it's, like I say, it's just worked out. It's worked out much better than I thought it was going to.
If GH had been using you on a regular basis and giving you story, do you think you would have left to go do Beyond the Gates?
Oh, probably not. You know, I love General Hospital. So much good in my life has come as a direct result of my association with that show. And I, you know, at this time in my life, I loved working with Jeannie. Jeannie and her husband Jonathan have become very good friends, and I miss them both dearly when I'm not in town. So, you know, yeah, I probably would have stayed. But they just, you know, and being a writer, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
You have to be inspired by something, and if the inspiration isn't there, the idea isn't sparking right at that time, it's okay. You know, it's all right. You just move on and make the best of it.
So did you have it put in your deal with Beyond the Gates that you could still do General Hospital on occasion?
No, I didn't really have to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if the opportunity comes up, you know, I didn't have to be specific about that.
Yeah.
If things come up, you know, a movie, another TV show, things like that, we already have those outs.
Yeah,
at least in my contract. So it's really just a question of logistics, you know, if we can work it out and if GH can make room for me on enough shows for it to be worth my while. Because, you know, going back and forth comes out of your own pocket.
Yeah.
Oh. There's hardly any companies that are going to, you know, pony up a plane ride and a hotel room for you anymore.
Well, it's good to have Kevin back for a couple of weeks a little while ago, so that was good.
Oh, it was great. It was great. You know, I love to be able to walk on that set and see all the friends that I've known there since the early 1990s, you know, are still working on that show. And it's like old home. Yeah, it really feels good to be able to walk back there.
And Kevin got to come back to quite the, let's say, S-storm with what was going on with Laura and Sonny and everything. So you got some meaty scenes to play.
Well, you know, you take me out of the equation and all she can do is screw up.
Yeah. You know, I hate to question soaps because they have to have storylines, but you would think that Laura and Kevin would have cameras in their house that would capture everything that goes on in there.
You'd think so, but, you know, maybe they're just afraid of being observed. They're afraid of the cameras getting hacked. That's probably what it is.
Hey, a couple more soap questions. How do you get your schedule? I've always wondered, do you get your schedule like a month, 2 months ahead of time so you know when you're working? How soon do you get your scripts for upcoming episodes?
Well, you know, it's funny. Before I was under contract at Gates, I was getting basically inquiries about availability stretching down 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks. And those dates might change here and there, or they might change their mind and not put you in an episode or put you in a different episode, things like that. But ever since I signed my contract, I only get my schedule about a week and a half ahead. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't call them up and just say, hey, man, what are things looking like, you know, for the month of April? For instance, this April, the book tour for Hollywood Payback starts, and I'll be spending more than half of the month flying back and forth from Atlanta to points around the country and coming back into town. So we all had to get together and put our heads together so we could make room for that. I don't know if I'll survive it, but I'll give it my best shot. So that's kind of the way it is. You know, when you're under contract, you're kind of owned by them in terms of the schedule. When you're not under contract, you can actually have a little more flexibility, which is why they ask so much further out.
But people
now,
like,
when it comes to
I was going to say, people like Jeannie and Finola, that I know that I've read that in their contract that they get like so many months off during the summer and things like that because they've been there a long time.
Yeah, Jeannie and Jonathan have a home in Maine, so they like to go up there. You know, now General Hospital shuts down for the entire month of July.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, every year. So they certainly take that month and go to Maine.
Yeah.
But as I recall, I think Jeannie also asks for the month after July. So she can take July and August off to be at home with her family. Finola's contract I'm not familiar with. But, you know, we all have vacation times. And it used to be, back in the day, you could negotiate, you know, your vacation times for the upcoming years when you negotiated your contract. But nowadays, the shows don't necessarily shoot 50 weeks of the year anymore.
Yeah.
You take a lot of time off. Every show takes dark weeks, which means we have to shoot that many more scenes on any given day just to be able to air 52 weeks of the year. So it's a little more complicated now. So someone like Jeannie or Finn, or, you know, maybe I should have thought to think of that when I did my deal. It makes sense for them to say, you know, I know we're going dark now. I want to take my vacation time that following month. So it makes it simple for everybody. Everybody can plan ahead. As long as you can plan ahead, you can deal with it.
Well, let's talk about Hollywood Payback. It's a sequel. Well, not the sequel, but the second novel after Hollywood Hustle. And 20 years ago, Jake Ferguson threw his life away. Once a promising Hollywood actor, he crashed and burned the usual way with coke, booze, and pills. Then a path reached an inevitable. He ended up in prison after turning evidence against a couple of people. And now he's getting out of prison 15 years later. It's 15 years later, or is it 20 years? 20 years later, yeah. And he's reentering society and trying to get on with his life. He meets a woman named Carla, a waitress who understands him better than he expects. And he thinks things are possible until one night a murder is committed right in front of him. And Jake knows he's been set up. And now he has to go and try and clear himself or get out of trouble before he ends up back in jail. And John, you gave me a shock when that twist came out as to who the person was setting him up. I didn't expect that.
I take it you read the book.
Yeah.
Good. Well, good. I'm glad I surprised you. No spoilers here.
Nope.
You know, Hollywood Payback, it's not a sequel. It's when I pitched the agent that I'm with now, Liza Fleisig at Liza Royce and Associates, I told her that I wanted to write a series of books set in Los Angeles, so that they would be L.A. or more specifically Hollywood-based crime stories. Heavy on the noir, very character-driven. Yeah. It's just the kind of stuff that I love, you know. Big fan of it. I've always watched noir films. I still get up on Sunday morning and watch TCM Noir Alley with Eddie Muller. I love it. You know, it's a great way to start Sunday.
Yeah.
But I would describe Hollywood Payback as kind of the anti-Hollywood Hustle. By that, I mean Winston Green, the main character in Hollywood Hustle, was an actor who had a really good career and messed it up by his own weaknesses, a la Tom Sizemore, Michael Madsen, those very, very gifted guys who just had a terrible substance abuse problem and couldn't handle it. But they finally get themselves back. The point is, he had a career. Hollywood Payback, though it's set in the parameters of a crime story, Jake Ferguson is that guy that we all knew in acting class, as some of us knew a Winston Green, somebody who really broke through. But there were a lot of guys that I knew either in class or in the restaurant business when I was still struggling who just couldn't handle it. They thought they wanted it, or they knew they wanted it. Maybe they wanted it too much, but they had their own demons and they made mistakes. And it was remarkable that by the time I turned 30, I'd only been in Los Angeles about a decade, and already I was the only person left over from when I studied in acting class.
Wow.
I was the only one who was still there, who was still hanging in and still making things happen for himself. It takes a certain kind of personality to create a career in Hollywood. I like to say Hollywood is hard. Getting in is hard. Staying in is harder. Jake Ferguson hit his wall and made some really stupid mistakes and, like a couple of guys I knew, did sell themselves, did get arrested, did end up doing time, all because they couldn't figure things out. And so that was the inspiration for Hollywood Payback, that those guys that I really feel a lot of compassion for because they just seem so lost. But the good news for Jake is that he has another chance, and he comes out of prison with a very clear idea of how to redeem himself and to do right by the people that he hurt so badly. And he knows that he has this chance, and he'll never get that chance again, so he does his best to make the most of it.
Hey, are you a fan of bacon maple donuts?
You know, that comes from a place in downtown L.A. called the Nickel Diner, which is now closed. It's too bad. The pandemic hit it pretty hard. But they had the most incredible bacon maple donuts. Where absolutely orgasmic to have one with a cup of their black, thick, dark coffee. It was just amazing. And then you would have these incredible breakfasts. You know, it's really it was a sad day. When the Nickel Diner closed, I actually went to one of their last days, and the place was packed, as will always be when everybody knows they're never going to get this chance again.
Well, Hollywood Payback is out on April 14th, and before I do let you go, John, I have to ask you. GH lost a lot of people in the last year, one of them being Tony Geary. You worked with him a lot. I mean, what's maybe one or two fond memories you have of him?
I remember distinctly doing a scene with Tony when I was playing Ryan, but pretending to be Kevin.
Right.
So here's the serial killer pretending to be a shrink. And Tony and I were sitting across from each other playing poker. And there was a certain sequence that we were supposed to follow for the game to play out a certain way to match the script. And about halfway through, we both got lost. Couldn't remember how many cards we were supposed to pull or what we were supposed to say. because neither one of us were gamblers. You
know? Yeah.
And I remember the director, a man named Joe Behar, who had directed the pilot of General Hospital. And he comes over the, you know, we call it the voice of God, the intercom into the studio. And he goes, "Tony, John, what are you guys doing?" And Tony just threw his arms up and says, "I don't effing know, Joe." Just the beautiful timing that only Tony could deliver.
Well, I guess
he's a huge loss. He was a lovely, lovely man, and I really do believe he was one of the best actors this country's ever produced.
I guess eventually you did get that scene done.
Same thing. Yeah, yeah, he was just amazing. But a great guy and a big loss.
Well, Hollywood Payback, like I said, is out on April 14th. John Lindstrom, it was a pleasure talking to you. People can see you on Beyond the Gates. It's Joey Armstrong, a complex character described as the shady and mafia don type. So he's playing.
That's me.
You're playing another bad guy.
And gee, I don't know why they keep casting me as those.
Oh, are you going to write
it? Right,
is there a third book coming in the Hollywood series?
Actually, in the Hollywood series, yes, but I have to finish writing it.
Okay.
I do have another book coming out in December called Pressure Point. It's a collaboration with Jeff Ayers. He had written with another writer two of these thriller action series set in the national park system. And the other author had to step away for something. So Jeff asked me if I would do third one with him. And I said, "Well, you know, that's not really what I do, Jeff." And he goes, "Well, I was thinking of doing it like a James Bond movie." And that I understand. I said, "I'm in, man." So that'll be coming out on December 8th.
Is that with the same book company?
No, it's a different publisher.
Okay. I'll have to keep an eye out for it then.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, cool, John. It was fun.
Go ahead and email me and remind me. I'll give you all the information.
Okay. It was fun talking to you, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
I hope so. Be good.
All right. Bye-bye.